People who want a casino in Kenosha are continuing their fight. 2 weeks ago, Governor Walker rejected the Menominee Tribe's plan for pulling members out of poverty. It called for building a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino at the old Dairyland Greyhound Park in Kenosha. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, groups in neighboring Racine are just as involved in urging the governor to change his mind. Governor Walker spent more than a year weighing his decision about a Kenosha casino. In the end, he said no because he feared the state might have to reimburse the Potawatomi if its casino in Milwaukee lost business. The Menominee Nation had promised to cover any losses.
There's still, in our review, not a way to legally guarantee that the state wouldn't be on the hook for about $100 million or more just in the short term, and potentially hundreds of millions of dollars more in the future.
Walker blamed gaming compacts that former Governor Jim Doyle signed with the tribes. Hours after the governor announced his decision, about a dozen Republican officials from Racine held a news conference. One was Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. He said the economic spillover effect into Racine would have been monumental. The Menominee promised that at least 15% of casino jobs would go to Racine County residents.
On top of that, the economic impact from all of those jobs would have rippled through almost every segment of our community, from people who want to eat at a restaurant or those who want to just stay at a hotel because the Hard Rock was full.
Voss notes that Kenosha's economy received a huge shot in the arm when several big companies decided to locate operations there, including Amazon. But Racine hasn't been as lucky. Mayor John Dickert says several key employers there have announced layoffs, and the city continues to lead the state in unemployment.
While we have cut unemployment in Racine from 16 to about 8%, it's still not enough. As hard as we have been working here and growing jobs, we may only get 20 or 30 at a time. This was 5,000 construction jobs and roughly 3,500 full-time employment jobs.
Besides elected Racine leaders calling on Governor Walker to reconsider, so is the Racine Tea Party. More than 70 members signed a letter and sent it to the governor last week. Leader Nancy Milholland says she has no idea whether Walker will change his mind, but she hopes the letter reminds him that Tea Party conservatives make up a large constituency.
You know, we have believed in Governor Walker. We like a lot of what he's done in the state. It's our belief that a sign of a strong leader is the ability to change your mind and admit when you've made the wrong decision.
The Tea Party members also cite the jobs and economic benefits a casino could send Racine's way. While the governor insists his decision is final, the Bureau of Indian Affairs says he has until February 19th in the event he changes his mind. The Menominee says it's exploring whether it has any legal or other recourse if Walker's answer remains no. And of course, other interests are glad the governor rejected a new casino in Kenosha. They include the Potawatomi in Milwaukee. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.